Our final speaker is Dorita P., who will share how to practice self-care while carrying the message. Dorita P., you may share for 20 to 25 minutes, and I'll let you know when you have 5 minutes left. Dorita, it's all yours.
Thank you, Avis. My name is. Can I be heard okay, Avis? I have some new headset. Can you hear me okay?
You can be heard fine, Dorita. We can hear you well.
Thank you. Thank you, Avis. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your service. My name is Dorita Pippin, and I am powerless over my emotions, and I'm really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Emotions Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason, and I'm really, really grateful I have a seat here. So I'm going to share my experience on self-care and carrying a message. I say that like that because I'm not a specialist on how to take care of yourself. I'm just going to share my experience with it. So the two main things for me, the two main physical things for me is eating properly and sleeping properly or sleeping well. And I am also a compulsive overeater or a food addict, whatever, you know, one is called. But I've gotten help with that addiction from Overeaters Anonymous, and I really, really needed that help because I was dying physically. And as far as sleep goes, when I don't get my proper sleep, and I really won't say rest, I was going to put sleep and rest together, but I really need to sleep, and I have a problem with sleeping. In fact, sometimes a real problem with sleeping. And I used to think I was alone in that. I'm like, am I the only one that is up tossing and turning? I really felt alone, but I've found that the more I share it, the more people I run into, and, you know, a whole lot of people have a problem sleeping. You know, that's why I guess we have so many sleep aids and, you know, whether it's prescription or over-the-counter or, you know, self-medicating, you know, ourselves. So let's see. And I have to take care of myself in order to, I'll say, carry the message, I'll say, properly. How do I say this? Because I have tried to carry the message and not take care of myself, and it didn't turn out. Okay. In fact, here recently, it landed me in the hospital. I was hospitalized this past June, a few months ago, and I was working, I guess, mostly every day with three sponsees. And I had to let them go. I had to let all three of them go to take care of myself. I didn't have anything to give. I mean, I couldn't even give to myself, so I didn't have anything to give. I was trying to share my experience, but, it just didn't. So I'm just trying to say how important it is to, you know, for self-care. And I've learned through the years, I guess I should qualify a bit. So I've been coming to EA since 1995, and what brought me here is a lot of depression. I suffered from depression most of my life. You know, when I look back, you know, I would say I was depressed for most of my life. You know, there were happy times, you know, birthdays, graduations, happy moments. But even looking at some of those pictures, you know, and looking at my eyes, I wasn't really happy. And I wasn't happy with myself, and I wasn't happy with life. And, you know, I was sharing it with my friend, I think it was just yesterday, how I used to feel, and maybe some people on this line can relate. You know, I was just looking around, and I didn't see any beauty. You know, one of the things that kept me in that mindset was that I used to watch the news faithfully. You know, I used to watch the news at 12 o'clock, and back then that was when they started 4 o'clock news. It was like 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. You know, I just watched the news all day long. And what I did, I watched the news all day and I ate all day. And I was almost 300 pounds. I've lost over 100 pounds. I'm at a normal weight today. And that's only by the grace of God. It wasn't me. You know, I think I was sharing something with my friend today, earlier today, and I was just thinking to myself, that none of this positive stuff is me. Because if it was me, I would still be eating. If it was me, I would still be depressed. I would still be, you know, watching the news. I would still be doing all of those things. But it was but for the grace of God. You know, I can relate to people like that because I was there. You know, I'm just really, really grateful, you know. I think it was Michael who ended, you know, his last, you know, how they ask you, what do you want the focus to be? And he said gratitude. And, you know, that's what I have today. I have gratitude. And, you know, I don't know where I would be. You know, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous gives us three options: death, institutions, and jails. And innocent old Dorita been in jail a couple few times, and I've been institutionalized more times than I could count. And I was suicidal. So, and they also say, you know, when we're in the meetings, our disease is out in the parking lot doing push-ups and just waiting for us to slip up. I have a sister who says her mind is out to kill her. And, I mean, this mind is something else, you know. I might want to focus, you know, intellectually, or, you know, I might want to focus on something positive, but this mind will draw me back into something negative. So I have to be mindful of my mind, you know. That's funny, mindful of my mind. But, so, you know, back in June I wasn't sleeping properly, and for me, you know, some people, when they, you know, lose sleep, they might be a little irritable or whatever. But me, you know, first of all, when I lose sleep, it makes it difficult. When I lose sleep one night, it makes it, you know, more difficult to sleep the following night. At my worst, I stayed up for 4 days, 4 days straight. Like, who wouldn't be crazy? And so I was very crazy. You know, I just used that term crazy, you know, kind of lightly. But I mean, I just really didn't have really control of myself. Like, you know, so I have one diagnosis, and I just won't even mention it because, you know, I know it's just a label. You know, one person with my diagnosis and another person with my diagnosis could be two totally different people, and that is the case. You know, we might have a few of the symptoms in common, but, you know, I just think it's more of a label than anything else. But yeah, you know, I'm just crazy, you know, if I don't sleep. And so that's what happened back in June. I wasn't sleeping. I mean, you know, I got back into the negativity. I wasn't working step 10, which is continued to take, you know, steps 4 through 9. Step 10 is continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And I wasn't taking inventory, and I was blaming people. You know, I got back into the blame thing. And so that's what happened. You know, I was in the hospital 3 days, and, they couldn't keep me. You know, maybe they wanted to, but they couldn't keep me. You know, they had no basis or no thing to keep me. And that was a wonderful thing because, you know, I say my freedom is the most precious thing to me. And being locked up against your will is not fun, you know. So what else? So that's basically self-care. The two big ones with me, like I said, eating properly and sleeping well is what I have to do. And so when I'm not doing those things, so then other things like stems from that. You know, I guess, you know, back in June I was getting, you know, back into some, like I think some old resentment. Old resentments and new resentments. Some things were going on, and I just, you know, was starting to collect resentments, I would say, before. I'm collecting resentments like beads on a necklace, you know, one resentment after another. And I know I can't live like that. I can't live in resentment today. And I'm not going to talk long because I want to give you guys an opportunity to share. But, I mean, I could just really relate to a lot of stuff that was already said, and I just want to touch a little bit on clutter. I know for me, you know, when my car is cluttered, you know, car, inside car, trunk of my car, purse, apartment, when that stuff is cluttered, my mind is cluttered, and I didn't really see the, I guess, what do you say, the connection or the relation between the two, you know, back then, but there is definitely a connection. And so when I see people with a lot of clutter, I mean, I can relate because I was there, and I know, I don't necessarily mention it to them, but I know that it's not a physical problem, it's a mental problem. The reason why, you know, we have to feel like we need to hold on to stuff, you know, old stuff, you know, and why we need to, I know for me, you know, when I stopped eating, compulsively eating, I know I started shopping. And I think, I don't know if it was Michael or somebody said, you know, they just have an addictive personality. And I have an addictive personality. And I would say, you know, if it look good, taste good, or feel good, I want more of it. I don't care what it is. So, and I'm just going to close my little talk with saying what's given me the most recent recovery is, but let me go back a little bit as far as my three sponsors that I had to let go of. Well, one of them, I offered myself to her again. And I told her, but just to think about it, you know, and, you know, she'll decide if she want to have me or not. And that would be okay whether she did or not. I understand, you know, and I was trying to tell her, don't take it personal. It wasn't her. It was me that needed to step back. So sponsees are helping people. That is part of my self-care. You know, after I get myself together, you know, working with the new person is self-care. You know, I'm dating the new guy, and he's like, you got to go to a meeting? Like, what y'all talk about in the meeting? You know, yeah, I have to go to a meeting. In fact, you know, I started the meeting, and then I did spend a little time with him, you know, for the last few hours. But, you know, I need to, you know, I have to come to meetings. That's part of my self-care. And not only do I have to come to a meeting and just sit in the meeting and take up a chair, but I need to help people. You know, I need to help people. People helped me when I came in, and I have to help people for my own recovery. And so I just want to close with saying that my most recent recovery comes from knowing or learning what the power or how powerful this present moment is, the power of now. I never focused on now. I always, regretted the past and dreaded the future is where I was at. I dreaded the future. I didn't look forward to the future. So learning now about the power of now has really attributed to my most recent recovery. So, this, the power of now is more powerful than one day at a time, because a lot of times I can't handle a whole day at a time. You know, I have to break that day down, and just the power of now and just being present. What's going on now? How do I feel now? And a lot of times I have to pull myself back to now because, you know, this mind, you know, like I said about the mind is something else. Excuse me. That's my timer for 15 minutes. Okay, I just wanted to cut that off. Just a couple more minutes, maybe a minute. But this mind, just other stuff like the future and the past and negativity. This mind is something else. So I have to consciously pull myself back to the present moment. And that takes, I'm learning. Hopefully it'll become natural soon after doing it so long. But it's powerful. You know, if I focus on right here, right now, you know, I don't know what this pandemic is going to do. Nobody knows what this pandemic is going to do. So why are we, you know, why am I? I'll speak for myself. Why am I worried? You know, of course we have to take care of the immediate stuff. Like, of course, I wear a mask when I go out and I'm, you know, wash my hands and I'm you know, I'm taking precautions. But, you know, I heard a person say that, what problem do I have right now, right here in the moment? And right here in the moment, I don't have any problems. If I just think about right here, right now, I don't have any problems. So I just want to close with that. And I thank you all for being here. You know, if there's any new people on the line, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to leave my number right now. And if anybody have any questions, any comments, I'm also one of your trustees. My term is up in June. So you have me at least until then. And my telephone number is 216, area code 216-624-3559. That's 216-624-3559. And I just want to thank the committee for all of your hard work. I don't know all of you, so I won't name any of you. How about that? Thank you so much for your service, and thank you, Avis, for moderating this particular session. And so I know you're going to ask, what do I want to focus on? And what I would like to focus on, or put it like this, what I would like to hear, you know, I'm selfish, what I would like to hear is people experience with sleeping. You know, if they have trouble, or maybe they learn some tools about sleeping better. And then also about clutter. If you have any experience with clutter, and if you don't have any of those issues, I'd just like to share where you are now. Where are you now? Not in California, but where are you at now? You know, where are you at in your recovery? And if you're new, you can share that you're new. And with that, I'll pass. That's all I have. Thank you, Avis.